It's just me, man.
It was zoomed out. Hey, guys.
Hey, let's... We forgot to do the camera. There. That looks great.
It's great.
It looks great, man. We're going to have to get snuggly. We should have probably... I mean, honestly, this is kind of better than usual,
yeah.
I would say. Is the camera falling?
Is it just angle it down a little bit?
I'm afraid to touch it, if I'm being honest.
Why? It's on there, right?
It literally just... We could get the tripod out, man, and do it the old way. I just feel like I want this to look better, you know? I killed my pig.
Get in the tripod.
Get the tripod, man! Stat!
Why is it so big?
The soundboard is where the tripod usually goes. That's going to be an issue right there. Everybody at home, please stand by.
Oh, yeah. This is what we call professional.
No Tsum-Tsums were harmed in the making of this video, except for one. But he was the least popular. Is it not long enough? How? It used to reach from the side of my computer!
It may be stuck on... I don't want to pull any of the cords.
That's probably a good idea. Hey, you're showing my feet! Don't show my feet, man. That's inappropriate. You're showing my inside of my closet. People will know all the things I own. How dare you?
Bring down the tripod a little bit.
Bring it down!
Bring it down!
Bring it down!
I forget, I'm holding a camera and I should operate it a little bit.
No.
Oh, God.
We can see you really good right now. You look incredible.
Stop moving.
Your tattoo is so fantastic and bright, and I am dark. It looks like I'm a rapist coming to murder you.
All right, so we got this. And we just angle the bit.
I mean, as long as we ignore the entire left side or right side of the screen. Well, you can see the side of the iMac.
Hold on.
I don't want to break anything, but, I mean, if we could... Hey, that looks pretty good. All right, now let's test it at maximum layback mode. Perfect!
Perfect.
Look at that, man. I can lounge.
Oh, it's way too far this way. Right?
I don't... This is the best live stream of all time.
Oh, my God, this camera is the worst.
This is the best live stream of all time. Oh, my God.
That's it. Got it.
It's my feet. So no, don't let them see my feet, man.
So
don't let them see my feet.
Fucking camera shit.
Hey, that looks pretty good. How about that, man? Whoa! Look at that, man. It took 3 minutes, but our show looks great.
That's how you angle a camera. It's too much this way, but...
Oh.
Yeah, you're blurry. Why are you blurry? We're the same distance.
No, because I think technically you're more in the focal length than me.
It shouldn't be that much of a focal length. It's a wide ass.
Dude, I can't tell you. Okay. Oh, why are you messing with? Don't do it, man.
I'm doing it.
We had it so good.
I'm doing it.
We had it so good, man. And then you come in, you mess with it. Okay.
I think I touched your keyboard down there. I don't know what happened.
Don't touch any keyboards. It shouldn't be on the floor, but that's beside the point. Looks okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still very in focus, and you're very not, and it's upsetting.
Let's start with some apologies. Number one, for everything that just happened in the first 4 minutes of the show, we apologize.
Yes.
Second of all, for those of you who are waiting for the live show to start, which is because of the hype that I've been hyping more than ever, more than any time before, you were waiting for us. And I apologize that the countdown timer, when it hit zero and was supposed to say, prepare yourselves, ... Instead, it started over and just counted an hour again. So for all of you who were trying to find the start of the show, countdown timer didn't work. I will fix it next time.
It likes to lie to you.
Also, I would like to apologize to our Lord for any cursings that were said in the last hour as we tried to get this new soundboard that we got hooked up and running. And I think we finally figured it out. Miracles do happen. Miracles happen, man.
I'm still upset.
Tsum-Tsum down.
With the stupid thing.
I'm just happy that it works, to be honest with you.
This is in focus so well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, literally these Logitechs, you pop off the glass, plastic, because it's not really glass, and you take a little plier and you manually move the focus ring. Because it's literally point of focus is like 3 feet in front of the camera. But you can open the focus to be infinite. They just don't ship it that way.
Is it not autofocus?
No, it does, but it's literally mechanically stopped from focusing past 3 feet. Like, it'll do macro to 3 feet. But you could open it up to infinite focus, and then everything will be in focus, unless you're too close. Well, because the idea is it's supposed to be here on top of a computer monitor. It's not supposed to do a whole room, but every podcast in the history of podcasts uses it to film it. Why are we messing with it again? It was working. All right, sit down. We'll see if it happens. That's not bad.
I feel like just your side of the camera is just blurry. Is there a smudge on the screen?
I look good now.
Is there a smudge on the lens?
Doesn't that look good?
That's fine.
I think that's fine. We look like a couple of jabronis.
We're doing that. Hold
Can
on.
We pan
just
it
give
down?
Me a second. There we go. How about that? Nope, too much.
A little too much.
Too much.
A little too much. A little bit more.
Touch it.
Look at that.
This show is awful.
Surgical precision.
We're so bad.
This is great. We haven't lost any viewers for
this. That's okay.
They love... I'm going to take this off because you can't see the patch of Mari.
The what?
The patch of Mari, man.
That thing.
Yeah, the onion octopus.
Onion octopus.
He's important. If we're going to do a live show, we might as well have some comedic video elements. All right, third apology, fourth,
yes.
Lost count, I'd like to apologize for the audio listeners who missed all of
cover
that.
Things. We didn't even go over any prep at all because we were too focused on getting
Do I have it open? I might have it open, though. I do have it open.
Okay.
So we can at least reference it.
7 movies that I've seen in this last week that we can talk about.
All right, I'm going to write. Let's write them all down so we don't forget.
I got a list.
Okay. Oh, you got a list?
I can read them right now.
Oh, this
you
is
ready?
Perfect. Yes, please.
Also, there was another thing I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
That I don't remember, but I wrote it down. Star Wars. I watched a fan edit cut of all 3 prequels into 1 movie. I wanted to talk about that.
Okay. That's way more specific than just Star Wars, which is what you said.
Life with, I looked over here.
With Ryan Reynolds. Camera's right there now. It's right in front of
our
faces.
Life with, Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Uh-huh.
King Arthur with Mr. Charlie Hunnam.
Okay.
King Kong. So 2 kings.
Okay.
They're competing.
You watched all these?
Oh, yeah. Alien.
Okay.
The new one.
Did you go to the theaters and watch these, or did you go to... theater.
I spent so much money.
I thought so. Yeah. Supporting the American economy.
Wonder Woman.
Needs to go down a little bit more.
Saw Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And then the golden gem of them all.
Okay, that's obviously good.
Ready? Fast 8.
Oh, God. That's Pinella's favorite movie.
Let's talk about it, man.
All right, well, first let's start the show.
I'm ready.
I also want to talk about how you're a party animal now.
Yeah.
And I also want to talk about I saw Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I actually went.
We got a lot of things to fucking do. I keep looking over there.
It's up there now. It's right in front of you, man. Right. Point. 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 I pointed. All right, let's
start the show.
Mute our mics. You're in charge. All right, here we go. Show starts. Here we go.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and
Well,
Cody.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the most professional radio show of all time, the Seth and Colby Show.
Seth and Colby.
We are here today to entertain ye.
We're here.
It is our ninth episode.
Nine.
For July 9th.
No good.
2017.
Nine on nine, mofo.
If only it was the... We have to stop our show some point and then start a recount again so we do 9-9-19.
9-9-19.
But it also requires to do our show on a Monday, I feel like.
Nine,
so, not going to do it.
Nope.
Nope, it was a good idea until we started thinking about the idea, and then it was a bad idea. If you want to watch this horror show that's unfolding before you every day, you can't. Because it's only live on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time at duo.com/live.
You rewatch them, though.
You can rewatch them anytime.
We're not always live.
And you can also subscribe to the audio version, which we prefer you do, because you don't have to look at me. Except for this episode, which you probably should watch it, because you don't know what was happening if you just listen to the audio version.
So many.
The point is, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher to the audio version. The YouTube page has all of the videos on demand, and you can get the links to everything at SethandColby.com. If someone tries to tell you about this DWA thing, you ignore them, and you go to SethandColby.com, because that's the only place that matters. SethandColby.com.
Woohoo.
Like we said, today we're going to talk about 14 pirated movies that Colby's... I mean, legitimately watched movies that Colby saw. Yep. We're also going to talk about how I saw Spider-Man, and we're going to talk about how Colby's a party animal now. We also got some random stuff about Elon Musk has a big battery, and Daniel Craig apparently is coming back for the 25th Bond movie.
He's got a big battery.
He's got a big battery, man.
Why?
To which
Why,
one?
Why, Daniel Craig?
Really?
He's got nothing else to
Let's
do.
Let's get to it, because I feel like that's not interesting enough to talk about at the top of the show.
What do you want to start with, man?
Well, I feel like we can either start with Fast 8, because I feel like it's going to turn into a segment of Penelope being dumb, or we can start with me burping and then saying Spider-Man, because that's very topical right now.
Let's go with Spider-Man.
Okay, man, I saw Spider-Man.
Ah!
All right, now tell me about Fast 8.
What?
So, you didn't go see Spider-Man.
I did not.
Let me tell you right now, unequivocally, it is the funniest movie of all time.
Funny? You said that about Guardians! It beat it?
From
two
now,
of the funniest movies ever.
From now on, every movie I see is going to be the funniest movie ever. When we see Dunkirk, I'm going to open with it's the funniest movie of all time. Because I now have to say it about everything.
Yeah.
Did you ever go back and listen to that, and did I actually say the funniest movie?
Oh, you did.
Why am I... I feel like you're not going to tell me the truth.
You absolutely did. Just rewatch it. Re-listen.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to choose to believe my facts.
Nope.
So I went and saw Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a big fan of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
As are you. We discussed this at length, I feel, last week.
Yep.
The movie was very good. Is
Better
it my...
than you expected.
I don't know. I think I expected it to be good.
Yeah.
I don't really know. My favorite parts of the movie were the parts of the movie where he wasn't Spider-Man. It's really like a coming of age story.
Yeah, for
more than it is about
Peter.
Yeah, for Peter than it is about any superheroes whatsoever. All right. Tony Stark barely in the movie.
That's good.
You want me to spoil it?
That's good.
You want me to spoil the movie?
I won't spoil
major plot points, just some of the fun things that happen.
Run it.
Okay. Everyone who hasn't seen Spider-Man, I'm going to spoil some of the things, but they're good things. So listen anyway and be a good listener. So,
do it.
Happy Hogan is in the movie a ton.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and I think was my favorite part of the movie is that it's essentially a movie about Peter Parker wanting to be an Avenger and not being an Avenger because he's 15 years old and Tony Stark doesn't think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I mean that's legitimate.
Right. And I liked that part of it, that it was the first Spider-Man movie where you don't... First of all, there's no origin story. He mentions very briefly he was bit by a spider because the big Indian kid or Mexican kid, the big racially ambiguous guy who's building the Death Star in the trailers,
uh-huh.
he finds out, obviously, from the trailers, you know this, he finds out he's Spider-Man. Yeah. That happens right at the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
Okay, so they don't even save, oh my god, you're Spider-Man, till the last act, which is also something they did in every other Spider-Man movie. So I'm really happy about that.
Okay.
First time he's Spider-Man, guy finds out in the movie. And so they briefly mention, he's like, how'd you get your powers? And he's like, I got bit by a spider. And then for the next 5 minutes, it's like a montage of like, can you lay eggs? Can you shoot venom out of your mouth? He's like, did it hurt when you got bit by the spider? He's like, I might get bit by a spider for those powers. No. How bad did it hurt? Like, there's just like random funny things. Okay, just throw away comments. I really liked that.
Yeah.
Also, in every other Spider-Man movie, he immediately climbs the Empire State Building and swings from there to the Chrysler Building and then to the moon. As you've seen in the trailers, he goes to the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
He has a fear of heights. It's the highest he's ever been. I liked that, too, because he's also learning what it means to use his powers.
Yeah.
He's not immediately bitten by Radioactive Spider, and then he's the best Spider-Man that's ever lived. Really liked that. All right?
Yeah.
So, all the Spider-Man tropes from all the other bad Spider-Man movies are not there at all, which I think made the movie better.
Good. Yep.
I feel like on a repeat viewing, I will like it better, because I kind of went into the movie expecting it to be a Spider-Man movie.
Right.
And so I kind of...
didn't take it for what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my senses were kind of numb because I was just waiting
you
to
had
just
anticipation.
See...
anticipation.
Right, and just see swinging all the time.
Right.
Donald Glover's in the movie.
I heard, that was
don't
good.
Know why.
Yeah, but how long?
I mean, I know why. He's not in it very long.
No.
Hannibal Buress is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best part of the movie. He's in two scenes, maybe has 30 seconds of screen time. He shows this Captain America video in gym class, and it's literally Captain America like, in order to get fit, you need to do this, this, and this, so listen to your gym teacher, and Captain America points at the side of the TV, but Hannibal Buress is on the other side of the TV. Hilarious, all right? And then after he goes, now you all listen to Captain America, pretty sure this guy's a war criminal now, but whatever, the state makes me play it, which is also just fantastic that they reference that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Glover's in it, I think for one reason, is fan service. Like, he has a really great funny line in the movie, but he's really there because he's a villain or a character from a... they never say who he actually is, but, like, the nerds are like, well, he bought this piece of technology, so you know that he's going to grow up to be this bad guy or whatever, okay? And that guy in the comic, his nephew, is Miles Morales, who is the guy, the Black Spider-Man from the comics... and everyone wanted Donald Glover to be Spider-Man. So I think he's in there as an homage to that because he mentions his nephew in the thing. So
that's pretty awesome.
That's kind of cool that they did that, just to throw him in there for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to do that. That's just Marvel being Marvel.
That was a big fucking thing on the internet.
Right.
Was just Donald Glover for
become
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think, honestly, besides just using Happy as kind of... shtick
tie-in,
as the tie-in to the Avengers, there's a few references to, you know, the Sokovia Accords. Like, it makes it feel like it's happening in real life. Like, they don't make a big deal out of
it. So there's nobody else,
no other Avengers
cameos or
nope.
Okay.
Nope, not even a glimpse of Falcon's claw, not nothing, just Tony Stark and Happy, and then at the very end Gwyneth Paltrow shows up.
Oh man.
But I mean, again, not a big deal.
Goop.
And so the best part, though, about the whole movie was the guy who played the bad guy, Michael Keaton.
Yes, Michael Keaton.
His bad guy was so great.
Really?
Because if you have a movie where Spider-Man plays low-key the entire movie, the villain can't be, I'm going to end the world type of villain, which seems to be a theme with every Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. Every Marvel movie, the galaxy's going to blow up.
Yep.
That's what happens in every single one of them. The bad guy, it opens with Michael Keaton as a construction foreman in Grand Central Station as the original Avengers ends. And he was hired as a contractor to come in and clean up the rubble. And literally, as he starts, the government walks in and says, you're no longer employed here. We're in charge now. And he's like, I bought trucks for this, and I hired a whole new crew, and like they all got families, and like, sorry, sir, there's nothing we can do. Hand over all your materials and get out. And he literally is at home, or he's at the office the next night, and he's watching TV, and it's like Tony Stark forms the Damage Control Coalition to clean up all the things. And he's like, so the people who caused the mess are getting paid to clean up the mess.
Oh, man.
And so that's his motivation. And what he does is he accidentally kept a truck of the Chitauri rubble that had some alien tech in it.
Right.
And he basically learned how to make weapons. So his entire plot is he's a weapons dealer and Spider-Man doesn't like it.
Yeah.
That's the entire thing. And he tells Tony Stark, and of course that's not an Avengers thing. And so, you know, and then Spider-Man's like, well, I think we should take care of it, and blah, blah. And that's the whole motivation for Spider-Man, the whole thing. He just wants guns off his neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's a low-key villain who has great, realistic motivation. It plays right into the Tony Stark character as well, but he's barely in it.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to play father to Peter Parker, which I think is a cool side of Tony Stark you don't ever see.
Yeah.
Get lots of Happy Hogan. I love Jon Favreau's Happy Hogan. It's pretty great. And, It's unpredictable,
yeah.
Which is nice.
So there was nothing that you like went in and was like, I expected that.
There was like in a lot of Marvel movies. There's lots of things that I go, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
you know, like in Civil War has a lot of scene. Like the airport scene is like that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Winter Soldier scene where he's like in the elevator. That's like one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Spider-Man doesn't have any scenes like that.
Yeah.
There's no scenes that just completely blew my mind.
Hmm.
But there's also nothing in the movie that I didn't not like.
Right.
So, lots of people are giving it great reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good movie. I think it's worth seeing. It's, in my opinion, I think because I just don't like Spider-Man enough.
Yeah.
And I also don't care as much about Peter Parker. Like if I cared more about Spider-Man and Peter Parker, I'd like the movie more.
I think it's just where I'm burnt. We're burnt on Peter, you know. Like we never got to see a big screen Tony Stark, and
I agree with
it right the first time.
Yeah.
And that's why it's good.
It gets hard to ignore five other Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, and Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
and his dance.
Oh, one other cool thing they did though is Tony Stark sold Avengers Tower,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. I have a theory that that's how they're going to bring in Norman Osborn. Because they can't have two giant fictional towers in the city skyline of New York.
Hmm.
And the movie was really cool because it set up the Avengers 3, but in a very subtle way.
Why'd he sell it?
Just they moved upstate. The Avengers facility's upstate. Doesn't need it.
Oh, okay.
So that's the idea. And then they, you know, at the very end of the movie, they show the new Avengers facility. And, you know, you can tell that it basically does all the groundwork for the Avengers are a real team and they have like infrastructure and they've been preparing and doing all this stuff so they don't have to do it in Avengers 3, but they did it in a very smart way. So I think because everyone says the next movies are balls to the wall, like Thor Ragnarok literally sets up the next Avengers and Black Panther plays, I think like the end frame of Black Panther is supposed to be like the first frame of the next Avengers movie. So like, Spider-Man did a very good job of being all about Peter Parker, but also being the foundation for what the Avengers can be. So you don't need any of that filler in the Avengers or Black Panther Thor. So it was very smart.
That's the way to do it.
And it had six writers on it, which is crazy that the man behind Marvel can somehow turn whatever that turd was into a movie that is not only loved
six
by the people
writers.
Who love Spider-Man, but generally people liked the movie. Six writers, man.
Yep. I mean,
it's crazy.
I didn't have that much of a hype.
Yeah.
I still don't.
I would say to people who love Spider-Man, I think they'll love this movie.
Yeah.
Like my friend Brian and I think Cameron, like they love Spider-Man. This is everything that they wanted to be, I think. This is the Peter Parker they've always wanted to see. This is his coming of age story. There's no Uncle Ben. There's none of that stuff. All right.
Uncle Ben.
People like you and me.
Yeah.
Because it's a Marvel movie and I love Marvel, I ran out and saw it, obviously.
Yeah.
You could wait till video and I don't think you're going to miss anything. Because it's good, it's worth watching,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a big spectacle tent pole picture. Like
you never need to rent Transformers. Just go view it in IMAX.
Right.
And
well, and it's also
it's
a Marvel movie you could skip in the continuity and probably not miss anything.
Hmm.
And that's probably why I don't like it as much, is because it's made for people who love Spider-Man. And I just don't care about Spider-Man. And, like, even when we didn't care about Thor or Captain America, their movies meant something in the overall universe.
Yeah.
And so we went and saw them for that.
To the Avengers.
Right.
Yeah.
This movie doesn't really do that.
Huh.
So, because of that, I don't think it's integral to the story at all.
Interesting.
But if you love Spider-Man, you're going to love the movie. So, I mean, it sounds like I'm saying it's not good. But it was good.
It's just
exactly what I thought, and I can't upsell it because I just don't care about Spider-Man that much.
Because,
that's,
I mean, we know...
Problem.
I We know what Spider-Man could be, because, I mean, those Spider-Man movies back in the day, they did good things.
Right.
They did good things. They just were
The third Sam Raimi Spider-Man was bad.
Yes.
With one with the guy, Eric Foreman, whatever his name is. That one was bad.
Topher. No, same one. Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, that one had Topher Grace in it. That's his name.
Emo Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
Topher Grace as Venom.
Right.
Destroyed that character for a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Sandman.
Yeah.
He was in it.
Right. Yeah.
And
then
Hobgoblin, James freaking Franco.
Yeah. It was just
so
all over the place.
So many people.
And then the next two, the Andrew Garfields, were both bad.
Yeah.
Right. So we've had
the same thing just redone.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a different person.
We don't. I guess I'm just burnt out on Spider-Man. I think you're right.
Well, I mean, this one is new, and that's the only reason why I want to see it, is because it's not the same story. It's an augmented of it.
And I'm most excited to see, I think, Spider-Man Homecoming 2.
Yeah.
Because that Kevin Feige came out and said, Spider-Man 2 is going to be the start of the next phase of the Marvel Universe.
So they're keeping it?
They're
keeping Spider-Man?
Yeah, they're going to do 3 Spider-Mans. They've already announced.
Hmm.
The problem is Sony just can't get out of their own way, dude.
Yeah.
They can't stop it.
Right.
Like, they're making a Venom movie.
Yeah.
Why?
Just shut up.
And it's not it has nothing to do with the MCU.
That's just stupid.
It makes no sense,
they
man.
They want money. And they just think that they can piggyback. Just because it is a Marvel name.
Because all the dum-dums out there will think it's the same as Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with it.
No.
It enrages
That's
me.
That's stupid.
But, yeah, I was just in awe from a movie-making perspective of how it all came together.
Yeah.
Like, 6 writers, like, Sony handled all the marketing and distribution, but Marvel handled all the creative process, but Sony still had final say on whether or not it could get released in its final form. It's just like,
That's
brass
crazy.
Balls on
yeah.
somebody the, to make the, everything come together right. like that.
And, like, the amount of just shit you'd have to go through.
Right.
To get something approved or moved forward on. I'm surprised what happened here? Is that the noise that it turned on?
I don't know what happened to our audio recording. This is not something I've ever experienced.
Oh, God, no.
My computer screen just turned off.
Oh, God, no.
Can you tell me why that happened, man?
No, I can't. You tell me. This fucking show.
I mean, we're still live. I can still grab. I mean, the audio is going into the live stream. We're losing nothing. I just don't know why it happened.
It just powered off.
Yeah. It, like, didn't go into sleep mode. It just, like, shut down. Did it just make a weird noise? Did you hear that?
Yeah, it's still going. No?
I mean, the counter's still running.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely screwed up. Oh, the show.
I just don't understand it, man.
It's great. Computers.
Did this break?
Technology.
This is really hot.
Really?
Why would this be hot, though? It's no different than any other time.
There it goes. Christ.
All right, hold this for me, man.
I'm holding it.
Hold it.
Thanks, guys. We lost a viewer.
Why? Because I'm no longer talking?
No, we're just this show.
Okay, we're recording, but nothing's happening. I don't know, man. Let's just get the audio off of the YouTube
All right.
video. We'll just do that, because I don't know what's going on.
Fuck it. Screw it. We'll do it live. We'll do it. Fuck it. We'll do it live. All
right. Why does nothing work right the first time?
Dude.
And why do things that have never broke ever break today?
Break. Yep.
It makes no sense.
It's great. Ah, technology. All right.
So I'm going to turn this off and turn it back on.
We're living with that. Moving on. So, Star Wars.
Okay, yeah. Listen how quiet it got when I turned that off.
I watched a fan edit on YouTube of the 3 prequels cut into a 2-hour and 15-minute-long movie.
Okay.
And it did not work. in some parts.
I was expecting it to be like, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It did not. I'm sure there's better. Like, I heard Topher Grace has a version that he's only showed his friends. It's not available online.
How did Topher Grace come up twice organically in our show today?
Yeah, that's so weird. He's fucking everywhere. He's like a little sneaky slide. Sneaky slide Topher Grace. Okay. So my point of watching that, it opened with a new crawl. So he edited it like this is a standalone movie. It's not, I'm just trying to
combine. The fan made his own crawl.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not trying to combine the
three. So all three prequels equal one movie now.
Right. Okay. It's not like a cut, like I'm cutting out all the bad shit and then just giving you the good stuff. I mean, that's kind of what it is, but he tried to change the story a little bit. He opened it with like Padme is stranded on a foreign Tatooine planet and doesn't know where she's at and has to, with the help of Jedi Knights, get back and like stop this invasion of her planet or something like that.
But he didn't reshoot anything.
No, he opens with the pod race, and so like Anakin and Sebulba are just going the fuck at each other. No backstory at all. So I was going into this like I know nothing. I've never seen the
prequels, which is how you should do it,
right? Because I just wanted to see like the story that he built, and so it started off with that. I thought it was cool, but then. As soon as that ends, I don't know, but George sucks at writing because in the scenes he picked to keep, they say Annie and Anakin like four times in the first 10 minute of audio, of actual dialogue, they say Annie four times. I'm like, that wouldn't happen in a natural movie.
No.
So, that was a bad
part. But I'm pretty sure that was a problem that happened in the prequels.
Yes.
How many times they said Annie.
Oh, yeah. But he completely cut out Jar Jar, completely cut out the Gungans, like the whole thing.
But did that help the story, or do you think he did it because he hates?
I
think he did,
because I focused way more on Hayden Christensen.
Okay.
Because it's not little Annie for very long.
How much, do you think it was a 30-30 split for the movies, or like did one movie get more focus than the other?
It seemed to be pretty even. Like, I think Revenge of the Sith honestly got cut down the most.
Yeah, really? Uh-huh. Like, out of all the movies, that's the best one,
right.
though.
Right, yeah. There was a lot more, like, dialogue.
Like,
and
I feel like
he took away some stupid-ass dialogue, like the whole Annie and Padme scene when they're falling in love, and I don't like this sand.
Yeah.
So coarse.
It's hard.
That scene.
It gets everywhere.
And then the one when they're by the fire and they're, like, supposedly...
Did that just go in your computer?
No! We're safe. I thought it was gonna explode. Oh, that's fucking shit.
I could have told you it was fine and made you worry less, but I was laughing too hard.
Where was I at?
You were
fucking Star Wars cut. My whole point in watching or bringing this up is that I focused way more on Anakin and Palpatine's relationship.
Okay, which
that
I would
was
think
crazy
is
crazy.
I mean, that's really the story of three relationships, though. Like,
it's like, why is this old fucking guy coming on to this little ass kid?
Well, that's what the Jedi Council was asking, but George Lucas was so bad at writing that no one picked that up.
And Palpatine was like, the whole point of him wanting Anakin is just because he's got power. What are you doing?
I mean, nothing's going to break on the stream. I'm just trying to get the computer back up and running, and I accidentally unplugged every USB that goes into my computer, which is two external hard drives, the outgoing audio,
dude,
the charger.
What
for
if you
my
just
phone.
Corrupted all those external hard drives?
No.
Man. You unplugged it improperly. It happens. You disconnected this drive.
That doesn't really
that
happen.
Does, man. It doesn't. That's how mine broke. It happens. I am a victim.
Dude.
So Palpatine and, Anakin.
But, like, if someone in the movie would have pulled Anakin aside and been like, listen, this old geezer is into you for some weird reason. We'd like you to find out why.
Yeah.
Because, one, he's a pedophile. Or, two, there's something different about you. Or, three, there's something different about him.
And, like...
And no one thought that?
Also, this cut, man, maybe I should... Maybe you should see it if you got some free time because
like 3 hours.
It's two hours and 15 minutes. It's really pretty good.
Okay,
the way like after you get past the intro, because you have to know what you're going into, because if you just watched it, yeah, you wouldn't know what the hell's going on.
Should be worried that, like, my mouse doesn't click.
Yes. Yes. Your computer is fucked.
Like, that's not good, right?
Get better equipment.
Sorry, let me just go buy a new MacBook Pro.
Yep, do that.
Is it hot in here?
Yes.
It's really hot.
It's so hot.
It's so hot.
It's so hot in here.
Okay, anyway, back to your thing about the stuff. So...
There's a good story hidden in the prequels. Does it stick to
the same story?
Yeah.
So he really just edited out 6 hours of movie.
Right, he cut the scenes that needed to be... He pulled a story that was there. It was just so...
He pulled all the distractions out of
it. Yeah, it was cut up. Like, I mean, with, like, the first one, the episode one, there was not much of that at all. There was the pod race scene, and then they got what part they needed. They met Darth Maul. He was all bad. Then they got the part, went to Naboo immediately, left out the whole Gungans needed to distract half the military so we could break in.
Yeah.
So they're just attacking the base.
Makes sense.
Just by themselves. And so they do that. That everything happens as
Did that make sense, though, knowing that they had a huge army?
Her taking over the viceroys and be like, we're signing a new treaty. Like, it didn't even cover that. It just followed Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan as soon as they saw Darth Maul, fought the entire time, cut that whole battle, you know, because that battle's great.
Right.
But if you watch the actual movie, you gotta watch fucking Anakin up in space and Jar Jar being fucking stupid. Cut in between the action. So
that's
it just
a good
took
point.
All of it and put it in one.
I'll try spinning. That's a good trick.
Yeah. It was much better. Much better. I recommend if you're going to rewatch the prequels to do it that way, because it cuts out a lot of the bullshit that you don't need to see. It keeps every part that you like. And then...
Did that just crash?
Also, yes. Okay. Makes a more consistent story. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, like... I think now that I'm really thinking about the prequels.
Yeah.
How come the entire focus of the movies isn't about the Sith Lord? Like, if the Sith have been extinct for 1,000 years, that's a long time.
What are the Jedi doing?
Exactly.
No, that's what this does too. It exposes the Jedi as being just as bad. Like, that's Palpatine's point in trying to convert Anakin over to the dark side was that. You know, the Jedi say they're for good and all this shit, but they have pride. And
from my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
They don't want to lose their power.
Was that line in there? From my point of view, the Jedi are evil. Then you are truly lost.
Well, then you are lost.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The whole ending's in there.
Did he have the high ground?
No, it's pretty good. Oh, how does it end? It goes back to Padme, or she's dying. They have the twins. They decide what to do with them. And then the last scene is Obi-Wan bringing... Anakin to Lars and whatever the fuck on Tatooine, and they hold the kid and they're looking off into the sunset. They're two sons, everything. Yeah. Classic New Hope look.
But isn't
and
that how Revenge of the Sith ends?
No, well, it does. But before that, you get Darth Vader.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
so he cut that shit. So the movie ends with. And then it cuts.
Okay.
And then goes to.
He gave it an after credit scene.
It shows small after credit, like, here's your Darth Vader.
But then you don't get the sadness of Darth Vader yelling out.
Who the fuck gives a shit? He's not sad. He's not.
He is. He screams no. That's
Dude,
how sad
he's
he is,
all,
man.
He's all screwed up. Now he's in a metal suit. I don't think he could be having a wife anyways. There's no dick down there. It's burnt off.
I mean, these are great points.
Just saying.
It's a great point. Maybe he was screaming about that fact.
Unnecessary. And it's like, this is how you create a villain, is to fucking cut his goddamn arms off, leave him for dead, and now you thought he was dead,
and
he's
then you left
not
him there.
Now,
yeah.
And he's gonna come back and fuck your life up.
You know, those movies are just really about how inept the Jedi are.
Yeah, I
like,
agree.
How did Obi-Wan not know that guy was dead? Like, he can sense someone landing on a planet.
And then just,
but he can't sense that some guy 5 feet in front of him is actually dead?
Stupid.
Who he's... Known for 12 years.
Well, no, he knew he wasn't dead either.
He just left him there to die.
Yeah, he just saw him get lit on fire, and he's like, I can't watch this. I can't. Also,
then why did he walk over and stab him and take him out of his misery?
Right, you're in pain, so I'm just going to leave you here to suffer and
die. Yeah, it looks like you're dying a painful, horrible death. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here so I don't have to deal with this. That seems traumatic.
You're done.
I don't want to deal with that.
Obi-Wan's a dick.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan's a dick.
Yeah. Did he have the high ground still? Did he say,
the high ground.
Don't try it, I have the high ground? Yes. Did he explain how, even though Darth Maul had the high ground in episode one, Obi-Wan was still able to defeat him?
Yep, they still pulled that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of times where people don't have the high ground
from
and they
that,
win.
Man. He was like, I know what I can do. I know people do it. I'm not letting some motherfucker do that shit to me. I don't want to beat Darth Maul's dumb ass staring at me like, did you just cut me in half? Did you jump over me and cut me in half?
Oh, dude.
I'm dead now.
Those movies are not good.
This one was better.
They're like
so I recommend watching that.
They're like Transformers, but
I think it was like the number.
Better.
If you YouTube Star Wars fan edit, and then it's like the first.
I want to see Topher Grace's.
I do too.
Because you know that he just had unlimited money and resources, so he could actually make it good.
Yeah,
like he probably snuck into like the Lucasfilm lot and grabbed raw footage, right? He's Topher Grace. Like, he has access.
Yeah.
I mean, we make fun of Topher Grace, but that dude has money.
Yeah.
Because that 70s show is going to pay him money until the end of time, right?
That's true. Mm-hmm. I've heard he's a dick.
I've heard that as well.
But
that goes to show he probably is okay with, like, sneaking in someplace.
I thought it was pretty interesting. And much better, it reframed my view of Hayden Christensen's Anakin.
Dude, I feel
always
so
thought
bad
he was
for
terrible
him.
In the whole Because
I think he's a good actor,
just,
and they just, he just got shat on, dude.
Dude, now he's doing movies with Nick Cage and China and
that's,
shit.
That's
and,
not good.
Yeah.
That's very bad.
Yeah, he's not. He's
you
not,
don't
no,
want
no.
to be a supporting character for Nicolas Cage in China.
In China. It
that's
China
not good.
Movie.
Didn't we watch like 5 minutes of that?
Yeah. Outcast or some
didn't,
crap like that.
Nicolas Cage have a ridiculous accent in that movie?
I think so.
For no reason, because he's in China and he could just talk as an American and that'd be a foreign accent.
Oh,
but
yeah.
he it wasn't even British. It was just something very
weird.
I
feel like Matt Damon watched it and was like, I can make this, but better.
Did you see Great
Wall?
No. I haven't either.
I heard it was terrible.
I've heard it was all right.
I heard it was terrible.
I heard it was really racist.
Yeah,
I mean, why is Matt Damon there?
The actual culture of... of China and the history of the wall.
Dude, could you imagine if,
fight.
Like... I mean, that's like the equivalent of, like, China making a movie about the American Revolution, but everyone's Chinese in
it. Does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Would that be respectful?
It doesn't.
No.
It would not.
Matt Damon, why did you do that?
That's like hanging Nazi banners on Winston Churchill's old house. That's what that's like. All right, so what other movies did you watch? You want to cover Fast 8?
No, I gotta save that one. That one's the best.
Okay.
All right. So
is it the best
a lot of these,
it's the worst?
A lot of these I watched in like a possibly drunken, tired state. So
okay.
I don't really
it's amazing
remember.
That you were drunk and tired at the theater. I
really remember.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool how you can do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Did you go back out and buy tickets and they didn't comment at all on how drunk or
Mm-mm.
tired you were?
Nope, I'm a really good
That's
sleuth.
Great, dude. That is super.
I'm sleuth.
You're a sneaky snake.
Sneaky snake. Let's go Wonder Woman.
That's what I was going to ask for next.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was a superhero movie. It's the cut and dry, goddamn exact thing superhero movie.
Okay.
It was good.
Is there an origin story in it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, it's an entire origin story.
How sexy is Chris Pine, though?
Movie starts out very.
Yeah.
Movie starts out with her, like, in present day, and she gets, like, a package, a suitcase from Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
And she opens it up, and it was in Batman vs. Superman, I'm pretty sure, where she's looking at the old photo of her.
Never saw
her,
Batman vs. Superman.
Gang.
Okay.
She gets an old photo from Bruce and was like, I found a photo of you. Look at this. Well, but what's this about? And it's from her back in World War I time. And
so
she,
Bruce Wayne sent her old photos and is like, what's the deal?
Right, basically. And then that like shocks her memory to go back and go through.
That was only like 60 years ago.
Yeah. No, it's an intro, and then the whole movie's kind of like a flashback. Well, it is, because it's in the past, and there she is in the present now, but, you know. It's Captain America. It's Captain America.
Yeah. Only it's all in their memory instead of it happening in real time.
And both movies, Captain America First Avenger and this movie, feature a person named Steve flying a plane full of explosives or something powerful.
Is there any man who takes his face
then,
off, though,
and dies?
And becomes a red man?
No.
Okay.
No. But Lupin from Harry Potter is Ares, the god of war. And
I don't get DC, dude.
He's like an old man for half the movie, and then at the end, he's like, you didn't know it was me, and then steroids the fuck out, and they CGI on Lupin's fucking face to a big old, like, warrior god, you know, body.
Was
and
it
then
good?
They both have a big old fight.
Did you think Batman vs. Superman was good?
No.
Okay.
No.
Was this movie good?
It was better than that.
It sounds like it's comparative to another DC movie. This movie's an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
But is it good?
No.
So why is everyone all up on it?
Because it's the first critically successful movie that has a female lead, I think. It's a hashtag feminism.
Oh, that's a hashtag symbol. Okay. I was like, that's not an F, dude. And then I realized what you were doing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, is that that's why. I mean, everybody's like, oh, yeah, woman, woo. And Chris Pine's in it. And
I mean, I guess. I mean, we can't relate to that because we're white men.
That's true.
But
if I
wanted it to be a great movie.
If I was like a 5-year-old girl who was like, you know, wanted to be badass.
Yeah.
And I saw her being badass, I'd be like, I'm Wonder Woman for the rest of Halloween ever.
I get that.
So,
I mean, the boys don't run around being like, I'm Wonder Woman. Yeah. So, I mean, there isn't a lot of that for girls. I get that, but
it was decent. I thought Gal Gadot did really well.
I guess I'll rent it, but I'm renting it for Chris
attractive
Pine.
And,
so,
damn. And then Chris Pine.
Who's hotter, Gal Gadot
funny.
Or Chris Pine?
Gal.
I disagree.
Sorry, man.
I disagree. It's, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to disagree. She's too skinny
exotic.
For me, dude.
Yeah,
I need a little meat to make me feel better about myself.
You got that.
I got a lot of meat. I'm like a butcher shop. She's like a piece of bacon.
All right. So, yeah, Wonder Woman. Good. You could not see it and be perfectly fine.
Oh, I love that. Wonder Woman. Good. Next movie.
Alien.
Covenant?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Danny McBride in the movie.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Number one factor for me. Ridley Scott back.
Big part in the movie, too.
Lots of aliens, mm-hmm. I hear, in the movie.
Yes.
Which is another cool thing.
Fucked up.
Otherwise, I know. Have you seen the original Aliens?
Uh-huh. I've seen parts. I never saw the full, like, thing, but I saw Prometheus, and this is followed by that by 10 years. So it's still a prequel to every...
Prometheus is 10 years before this movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is Michael Fassbender in it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
As two people.
Sweet.
Plays two different robot characters.
That's awesome.
There's David, who was the original guy from Prometheus.
Yep.
Now there's Walter, who's an upgraded version that
Walter.
They fixed.
Okay.
I think that's his name, but yeah.
Well, because didn't he die in Prometheus?
Yes, but then Ellen Shaw or whatever, Mara's character, put them back together after they escaped on the ship. And so they escaped from the ship. The ship took them to this planet that they're on now.
Right.
And
oh, it's a different planet than the Prometheus
in this
planet?
One, yes. It was their like home world of those white super bean guys.
Why are they finding... Why do they care about finding the aliens?
Because they're their creators, and that's the... Wayland is the guy who pays for all this shit that's happening, and yeah, he's really curious as to who created him. That's the whole point of his existence, really, is to find out who created him, because he created David and Walter, and it's a scientific genius and shit.
Wait,
so
the aliens
what
are
happening?
What?
What now?
What?
Huh?
The aliens created who?
No one... Us, humans.
Aliens created the humans.
Yes. Yes. He's trying to find the God that created humanity. He does not believe that we were biologically
so he thinks,
evolved
so
over
he's,
time.
So the aliens are just there as he looks, or does he believe the aliens created us?
He's looking for the creators, and he finds them in Prometheus, okay? And then it kills him. The big white guy who, like, rips David's head off. You remember Prometheus?
I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
I do not remember
that
there being anything about gods.
That created humanity or is in this movie.
Did they also create the aliens?
I don't know if they just exist both together, but they do know about it, and they have the technology to create it, which are basically just those
Because they're gods.
Vagina
they can do anything
things.
They want.
Yeah. So, it takes them back to this planet. David is crazy now because he's bent on destroying every civilization because he doesn't have one since he's a robot.
Why do they keep him around?
Because he was the servant, like everyone, all the humans had to go into hybersleep because it's such a long space journey.
So he stayed alive for it.
was up and maintain the ship, and if there was any problems, that's
but he's
what he
but he
was
hates
doing.
Humanity.
But he was created with creativity and a lot more, you know, brain power than Walter.
Wasn't he? Didn't he turn out to be bad in Prometheus?
Yeah.
And so, why did they think letting the bad guy in the second movie watch their sleeping bodies?
Because not the same. They don't different people. Ten
because
years,
so they
10
think
year time frame.
Oh, that's not long.
Walter. Is upgraded, so he's taken. He's
so Walter's there to supervise
out.
The bad version of him.
No, he's not there. Hold on, bring it back, mofo.
Okay,
David and the girl from Prometheus are on the planet of the crazy people.
Okay,
now put that aside for now. Wayland, 10 years later, has upgraded.
Oh, they
some
stayed
stuff.
On the planet for all that time.
Yes.
Okay.
So the whole movie is surrounded. It's not surrounded on those characters at all to start off with. This is a new mission. There's this big old gigantic ship that
okay.
has about 2,000 colonists. And
so for
to
all
find
intents and purposes, Prometheus and this movie aren't connected at the beginning of the
right,
movie. Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like a Easter, or not Easter, but it meshes in the middle.
Okay.
So this is a whole new journey to find a whole new livable Earth to start a human colony on.
Okay.
And so they're driving past this shit, and then they get, everyone's asleep, they got like 72 years left until they reach their final destination, and then the ship gets hit with like some waves of energy or something like that.
Always happens in space,
so
man.
Walter's in there, new
space
guy.
Space waves are bad.
Updated, better robot. He wakes up the crew and is like, shit's going wrong with the spaceship. And then they figure out what it is. It's a radio transmission, and it's playing a human song. And they're like, where is that coming from?
And it's
a nearby
planet. And that's the Prometheus
planet. It's a nearby planet. So they're like, do we go to the one that we've planned on the entire time, or do we make a pit stop and go to here?
They should just keep
going.
They
go to the pit stop.
Why would they do that?
Because they're idiots, and there needs to be a plot.
I mean, yeah. So. Wouldn't it be great, though? It's just like, you know what? We got 2,000 people on board. Let's just continue with the mission.
Yeah.
And then the credits
screw
roll.
That. Right. It could have avoided the entire thing. Could have avoided the entire thing.
But then no one would get killed by aliens.
So they go to this planet. Like, half of them go down to the surface. Half of them stay in the big old ship that's orbiting the planet.
Okay.
And then they go down to the planet. Some of them get infected with this, like, dust particle that turns you or implants a chest-bursting alien inside you. So some people are getting sick. Some
now
people are dying.
Now it's breathable. Wow.
And yeah.
This is getting intense.
So they're like, oh, shit, we can't leave. There's storms. There's a big old storm around the planet. They're trying to leave. But then they're also trying to find the signal. They find it, and then it's David, and he's still alive. And then they finally connect it, and he's like, when I got here, the ship crashed, and then the deadly diseases that we had on board or something like that broke free and killed everything on the planet. So, like, it's an abandoned planet when we see it, but it was full of life. And so...
But was it alien life?
No, it was the big guys who ripped David's head off.
Oh, so they killed aliens. The gods with polio.
Mm-hmm, basically.
Okay.
But, no, they infect all the gods with the alien chest bursters, and then those things are born, and then you get...
But I thought they were gods, man!
Yeah, but not with this drug that they created themselves, so... And then, so...
This sounds horrible.
Instead of it crashing, right, that's what they led to believe.
Okay.
Everything's kind of fine. They found a safe place. They're not getting killed by aliens anymore. And then you figure out David's bad, and he released all of that disease on the entire planet, killing everyone. The ship didn't crash worse shit. He just... It doesn't like them for creating
okay.
humanity, for creating him.
Yeah, he's mad.
So yeah,
because
then,
he exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then he kills Ellen, the Shaw lady or whatever.
Okay.
And then he's just on the planet for 10 years alone. And then these people come and show up, and then he kills all of them, takes a ship, and leaves.
Does Danny McBride blow anything up during the course of this movie?
He's a pilot.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's the pilot.
He
of
needs
the ship.
To be his character from Tropic Thunder in every movie he's
yes.
in.
It's basically him, just a more toned down, less cussy version.
Well, that's not
he
fun.
He wears a fucking cowboy hat the entire movie.
Good.
So. Yeah, he was definitely the saving grace.
Okay. This movie sounds terrible.
Also, Michael Fassbender kisses Michael Fassbender in it. Like
there's
David,
a, there's
David
like an analogy
Walter,
or something in there for something.
Like,
why?
Interesting. Who's the director? Fucking,
Ridley Scott.
Yes. He's got some weird problems, man. Homosexual tendencies.
Was it good?
Creative tendencies. Well, I'm not saying that's a problem, but...
no, it's weird, though. Like, it has no need for it in the movie.
Yeah, he needs to put dicks and vaginas as alien creatures everywhere. because the face sucker looks like a vagina.
Okay.
Like there is a tentacle that popped up in Prometheus that looked like a giant penis. And then it's just like...
Maybe you have the problems.
No. It's the creative team behind Prometheus. Go watch that movie and you tell me you don't
have
a dirty
line.
No.
Okay.
That was not good.
It sounds like a nothing movie.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds like they were like, okay, we have to come up with a reason for the aliens to kill everybody. And then we have to come up with a reason for Michael Fassbender being in the movie twice.
Yep. I mean, they're like prequel movies showing you kind of like...
Is there going to be another one?
The lore of the aliens? Oh, yeah, I bet.
Are there people out there that like lore of the aliens?
It's just like pointless. It's like we want people trying to fight the aliens.
Like,
that's
I thought people liked the original Alien movies
about.
Because it was like...
Jumpy, scary.
Yeah, it was like a survival horror film. And these are like almost monster movies.
Yeah, like
yeah, bad campy monster movies.
And almost like... It's just, yeah. There's this one's more scary than Prometheus was, because that's what people...
Well, Prometheus is only scary for, like, what, the last 15 minutes of that movie, maybe?
Yeah, this one's a lot more intense with some alien action, and people are dying and gross and explosions and stuff.
I guess I just don't care about the alien movies.
King Arthur.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie.
Okay. He's a good director.
Uh-huh.
Lots of fast cuts,
Snatch,
lots of stylized.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very apparent in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I liked it way more than I thought it was gonna.
Didn't it get just destroyed by the critics?
Yeah.
Or was it just really not well seen? Which
it was
one
really
was
not
it?
Well seen. It's not a King Arthur fucking tale. It's like a Warcraft movie. Because they got mages in it, so it's like half... like
Merlin in it?
Half soldier.
Was there a flying mechanical three-headed dragon at any point?
No.
Okay.
There was there's your standard man, you know, man
you
versus...
Man.
Mage.
Yeah, okay.
And so mages, you got... It's
did
like
you see
in
the
a
Warcraft
video game.
Movie?
Yeah.
Did you
I
like
thought it?
It
was good.
I liked it, too.
Yeah.
Everyone hates on that.
I don't get why.
I mean, the acting wasn't great.
Yeah.
But...
The CGI and, like, action was fucking intense.
The orcs were better than the humans in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was more interested in that.
Yep.
Because they looked awesome.
They did. I agree. So it was similar to that, except minus your orcs.
Hey,
but,
3 o'clock, man. But it's not going to get recorded this time.
Oh.
Yeah. It's 3 o'clock, doesn't show up anymore.
That's good.
So I just let everybody know for no reason.
Gotcha.
Okay, man.
So, yeah, it was a knight versus mage kind of story.
Okay.
Because...
Was the mage Merlin?
No.
Just a mage?
No, it was his uncle.
Okay.
So King Arthur's dad has Excalibur, and Excalibur's like a... It's the sword, but it's got magical powers in it that he can use, and
Look at my face.
Yeah, I know.
My face has been off the screen this whole time.
Yeah. Mine too, man. Look. This is how we've been working. This is what it is. I don't care. It looks weird, and I'm, like, sketchy, and I'm staring at people.
This is the worst show of all time.
Oh, it is. It is. So bad.
It was supposed to be so good today.
King Arthur's dad has Excalibur, and it has magical power in it, so he can beast against really powerful mages who are the bad people.
Gotcha, okay.
They're, like, humans
so
are trying to
So that's the power of
the
Excalibur,
mages.
Is that it's a Bamf sword.
Yeah, it uses mage power to fight mages, basically.
Okay.
And so King Arthur, like, kills, like, the worst mage that's ever lived. It was, like, a big old war that they did, and that's how he got his, you know, legend.
Okay.
And then his brother turns on him, kills him with magic, basically.
Okay.
And then before he kills him, well, actually, his dad just kind of kills himself. He's like, fuck you, you're not taking Excalibur. So he throws it up in the air, and then it comes down and stabs him in the back. And then as soon as it stabs him in the back, he turns to stone and then, like, sinks down into the lake or something
like
that.
Gotcha, and so he has to pull the sword out of his
and
back.
So,
and
so, yeah. And
all
and
the same lore
Arthur sees all this, his mom gets killed, and then he's just in a boat. Floating down a river somewhere. And so he gets picked up by a whorehouse.
Okay.
And then grows up. Basically, have you seen any of Sons of Anarchy?
No.
He's in that, Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, he's like the main guy, right?
Yeah, like two seasons, they own a whorehouse.
Okay.
And so it's
the
like
same
the
thing?
Exact same kind. I was like, this is almost Sonsy. I liked Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
It was really good, but...
I heard it was great.
So... it's not a King Arthur telling. It's not like, here's your standard knight with your round table.
They just took the names,
guys.
But it's a completely original story.
A little bit. It's a different telling of the origin of King Arthur.
Okay.
Because of
but it was good.
Sword. I thought it was, yeah.
Okay.
Like, visuals, the plot made sense. Like, I like Charlie Hunnam. Guy Ritchie's directing the Snatch, quick cuts kind of
He did the both Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law.
I thought it was
good.
A lot better than I was expecting.
Okay.
So, good. What have we had?
We've had...
Good, bad, good.
Good, bad, good, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
I like your rating scale.
Bad. Good. Bad, good.
Good, good bad, bad good. Good.
And we could...
Well, if you count, do you count the fan edit of the Star Wars prequels?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's good, bad, good.
Stupid. Let's see, King Kong.
Okay.
That's
got Tom Hiddleston.
It was.
It's got John Goodman. It's got.
It was bad.
Samuel Jackson. It's got John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly was the only good part. That's the reason I watched that movie. Samuel Jackson's a dumbass, wants to kill Kong because he kills his men in his helicopter.
This is the one that's tied into Godzilla.
Yes.
So is it in modern times?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's in Vietnam.
Then how does it tie into Godzilla?
It's like a pre... Or it's a origin story.
Is Godzilla at all in this movie at all?
No.
Why do we care?
We don't. That's a studio.
Then why do they make
the
movie?
They're just trying to make money, man.
It didn't work.
No, I think it definitely underperformed very badly. But Tom,
does anyone care about King Kong, man?
They care. They thought they would care when they made him as big as the Empire State Building. So he climbs on the Empire State Building, and
that is not communicated in the marketing at all, right?
It is. That he's a gigantic goddamn mountain of a creature.
I just thought he was still
no,
a big gorilla.
No, he's the same size as Godzilla, so they could fight. But, I mean, if you remember Peter Jackson's version with Jack Black in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was King Kong size. I just assumed this King Kong was King Kong size.
No, he is as big as a building. He's as big as Godzilla. Like, that's how big he is.
And why do they want to attack him?
He's like a Colossus, one of the Shadow of the Colossus characters. He's
Why did you know Shadow of the Colossus?
I played that game way, way, way back when.
That is so random, that's a discussion for another day.
It's a good game.
It's a very good game. That's why it's weird that you play it.
Yep. Anyways.
Yes.
They bomb the fucking island that he's on to get sonar readings of the terrain, basically.
Okay.
That's why they say it. And then as they're bombing, he just shows up and throws trees through helicopters. Basically, they have a helicopter team going on a mapping expedition. That's what this is.
So they didn't know King Kong was there.
No. And so they're dropping bombs, and then all of a sudden a tree blasts a helicopter out of the air. So a whole bunch of action, whole bunch of...
And why don't they just leave at that point?
They're trying to kill it. Sam's mad. He's like, you fucked up my men, I'm killing you, you big-ass ape! And then... Are we about to die?
Is that them right there?
Is that World War III? Holy fuck!
That was a big plane.
That's the loudest plane I've ever heard.
That was a jet.
That's Fast Five happening right now. Are we about to die?
I don't. How would we know?
This is fucked up, man.
How would we know if we were about to die?
Is Godzilla here?
That's what's actually scary. We wouldn't know.
We would.
We would die because we're doing this stupid, dumb show.
Yeah.
And we're not watching any news. Is the number one trending topic Wichita on Twitter right now?
No.
Okay, though I think we're okay.
You know, nothing's on Twitter. North Korea's attacking. Oh, shit.
They built a pedal plane.
They're not.
That's insane. That was a very loud jet.
I think it's coming back.
I don't know, but it's very disconcerting.
It is. I'm about to die. They just launched a nuke or some shit.
I think we're safe.
All right, where was I? King Kong.
I think the last thing you said was, you killed my men, you're going to die, you big ass ape.
Yeah,
I think that's the last thing you said.
So yeah, Sam Jackson thinks that he can compare with a couple of machine guns and some helicopters to an ape the size of a mountain.
Okay.
And so his whole...
And that doesn't work.
No. So Tom Hiddleston has a love interest of a random female photographer that was embedded with some troops in Vietnam, so she's got, you know, street cred of getting in the shit. But why she's there is a complete
question. So he's a photographer.
She is. He Tom Hiddleston is a mercenary guy who knows the jungle and can track anything. Like,
why would they need that guy if they're just on a mapping expedition?
They don't know this island. They're going,
but they're flying.
They
to map
flying,
it.
But they want to land at some point, want to explore. So they want a dude who can take care of the jungle.
That makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
Why is John Goodman there?
He is the guy who found the island. He's Jack Black's.
And why
character.
Do they want to map the island?
Because the reason that he gives the military to do it was that Russia's about to do it, and that we need to get in front of them on doing it because it's like right around the Cold War time. Starting
and why does why do we care about an island?
Because
we can store boxes there.
It's mineral rich, oh, okay. And or it's got like a hollow ground or something, so he doesn't know what's underneath. But he says minerals. But John Goodman knows there's some weird.
That there's a Kong there.
There, not Kong, but that
he
there's
heard whispering
some
from natives
crazy
and
shit.
Crazy legends.
Yeah, that there's mystical stuff.
Okay,
that people
so
don't believe.
Good or bad for Kong?
Bad. John C. Reilly's character was amazing.
What's
though.
He do?
He has been on the island for about 30 years. He crashed in World War II or something like that. World War One. Well, yeah,
and he just lives on Kong's island.
Yeah, with natives. There's a tribe of natives
of
that don't speak, and he hadn't spoken to anyone else in 30 years. But he communicates.
And King Kong leaves the natives alone, right?
Yeah, because King Kong's like Godzilla. He's a protector of the natural order of things. So when these bone-headed serpent creatures come out of the ground, Kong stops them from going and like attacking humanity.
Did they talk about how Kong was made?
He had parents, and they're dead. And they were a gigantic skeleton.
So Mommy Kong and Daddy Kong
got
banged,
by,
made King Kong.
Yes.
And how did Daddy Kong and Mama Kong get made?
No idea.
Because wasn't Godzilla made by nukes? Radioactivity?
No. The whole thing, and I think both, is that these are ancient beings that have lived on Earth that live under the surface. It's a big hollow Earth kind of universe. They think just shit comes out of the ground, like kaiju.
Whose franchise is this?
Stuff.
Is this what company makes this franchise? Because it's not good.
I want to say Warner Brother, maybe.
God, it's bad.
Who? I don't know.
You can pick up that keyboard right there and Google if you want.
You Google it, man. You pick it up. You pick it up with your shit. I'm Googling. King.
I'm
going to
beat you. Because, see, look what we can do now that we have this fancy new stream.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
King Kong Skull Island.
I don't really know how you figure out what company it is.
Just let me do it, dude.
All right.
Just let me do it.
Warner Brothers, you were right.
Yeah!
It's a Warner Brothers production.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why I made that noise. It made $566 million, so it did just fine at the box office.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be international.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure. I'm sure it is, right?
Oh, let's yeah.
Release box office. It grossed $168 million in the U.S. and Canada, $398 million in other territories.
Wow. I can't believe it's made that much.
It made $20 million on its first day. Its opening is higher than the $50.1 million opening posted by Peter Jackson's King Kong, but considerably lower than the $93 million debut of Godzilla. It debuted with $85 million in international markets.
How?
It opened in every market except Japan and China.
I'm sure it came out with another big movie, and people want to see that over another movie.
It came out with Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you tell me how that makes that money.
Look at this, dude. Look at this. In the UK and Ireland, it made $8 million. South Korea, it made $7.4 million. Russia, it made $6.2 million. Mexican, $6 million. France, it made $4 million. Taiwan, it made $4 million. Australia, it made $4 million. Brazil, it made $4 million. Germany, it made $4 million. Malaysia, it made $3 million. India, it made $3 million. Spain, it made $2 million. Italy, it made $2 million. China, it made $168
million. Damn.
Like, why even mention the other
Damn.
Don't get it, dude.
That's crazy.
Does it say in here, like, what, if it's in, like, a, like, in does a, it say if it's in, like, a, what are you, franchise or a shared world?
Yeah, it's
like,
a universe.
Yeah, universe.
Yeah, it is.
Does it say that?
Yeah.
Doesn't, I want to maybe, like, click it. It's the seventh highest grossing film of 2017, man.
Wow.
That's disgusting. Beauty and the Beast. The Fate of the Furious made $1.2 billion. It made $1 billion!
Dude, yeah.
Fast 8!
Yeah. Yeah. People were blown away by that.
That's insane!
So you want to get into that?
I kind of want to stop living on Earth! Man.
So this one, I feel like...
Boss Baby made $500 million! I should not have clicked this.
What?
Didn't Despicable Me 3 just come out like a day ago?
There was a Star Wars... Oh, yeah. This is this year.
Yeah, that was last year, technically.
I gotcha.
Didn't Despicable Me 3 just come out?
I think.
June 14th. Okay, it was like a month ago. Yeah. No, June 30th. United States. It's been out 2 weeks. It's already number 10. Those stupid minions, dude.
So much money. That's crazy.
I don't understand the minions, man.
So, Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel, I feel like, had a much bigger role in writing and producing it. Well, he's produced the last, like, couple of them, but this one I feel like was his kind of... He did a lot with the...
Like, he sure had a lot of screen time, or... What makes you say that? You say a lot of I Am
because
Groot?
Because he owns the franchise now. Like, he's the only reason why these keep going.
Paul Walker's dead.
Yeah. So,
are you suggesting that Vin Diesel had Paul Walker killed so he could take over the franchise?
Oh, yeah. There's no Paul Walker in this one.
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
How do they deal with that? Did he die?
No,
he's
still alive in the universe. In their
Why wouldn't they just kill him? It's not like he's ever going to come back.
Yeah, exactly. He's a dad. He's a dad to Mia, and he's got kids, so he's off doing that. So he's not an international spy anymore.
Okay. All right.
Or
I didn't know what he... I've only seen one Fast and Furious movie, and that's the very first Fast and Furious
It's
movie.
Not that. They have changed so much since then.
I imagine.
No longer guys in the hood that drive cars for money. Like, these
are... they still furious,
these
though?
These are international criminals.
Yeah.
That do the craziest heists that would never work in real life ever. Like, if you tried them, you'd get shot and killed.
Why are they still mad?
Why are they still mad?
Yeah. Because it's
the Fast and the Furious.
The
last two bad guys that they faced.
One was The Rock, right?
No, that was a while ago.
Oh,
now
my God.
They're buddy-buddy, man.
How many movies has The Rock been in?
Four, I
think. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought, like, he was in two movies ago and that's it.
No, he was in six. He was in 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. I think. Maybe not 5. He's been in 3.
I want to be like, who's seen these movies, but it's the number 2 movie of this year.
It's just, you know what you're going to get.
More people saw Fast and Furious than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's insane. It was better than the last one.
Okay.
Here's what I liked.
Is this the one where all the cars fall off the parking garage? Okay.
So, I'm going to go through the list of Fast movies and tell you which ones are good. 1 is good. 2 is eh. 3 is
too
good.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yes. 3 is good.
What's
that's
3
the
called?
Tokyo Drift one.
Oh,
so it's completely
okay.
Different cast. It was like a side story.
Yeah, wasn't that like a spinoff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then you had Fast and Furious, I believe.
Okay.
And that one I did not like.
Okay.
Then they had the fifth one, which I believe they went
Fast
to
5.
Rio, which is when The Rock comes in.
Okay.
And then that one was good. I liked that one.
I don't remember what the sixth one was called.
Then the sixth one is the one with Shaw in it. Or not Shaw. Yeah, I think it is Shaw. I don't remember. A bad guy. Gaston. Gaston.
He's in the movie?
Yeah, he's in
the guy from from The Hobbit, too?
Mm-hmm.
I like that guy. Yeah. Now I lost all respect.
Yep, he's in it.
Okay.
And then, so his brother, they get him, they arrest him, they do that in 6. Then 7 comes along, and then they battle his brother, which is Jason Statham. Okay, so he's the bad
guy who plays Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
Is supposed to be brothers with Jason Statham.
Yep, they're both.
They look nothing alike.
They also make Jason Statham not 5'2", and they make him like 6'2", man, in these movies.
Is he even taller. British?
Yeah.
I mean, no, both the guy.
Uh-huh, yeah. No. Well, he's something.
Everybody's something,
Dracula
man.
Dracula Untold, he's got an accent, but...
You know, I thought that guy made good movies, and you've just mentioned two very bad ones.
He's been in so much shit. He just, like, you saw him in one thing, and then studios are like, he's generic. So many movies with him in it.
Because I liked him in The Hobbit. I liked him in Beauty and the Beast.
Nope.
There was another movie, Girl on the Train. He was good in Girl on the Train.
Mm-hmm.
He was good in that. He apparently he's also in Dracula Untold.
So then, six, I didn't really like that much. Seven, I hated because that's the one where they fly a car through two fucking high-rise buildings.
Yes.
And then that's the one with Jason Statham. And now it's eight.
That's the last Paul Walker one, too, right? Where they drive through the buildings? Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now it's eight. And
wasn't Paul Walker... No, he wasn't killed making the movie. He was just killed in a Porsche.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Ironic.
This movie... Both of the Shaw brothers, okay, Jason and the face. Yeah, they're back. They're both in jail.
His name is Luke Evans,
by the way.
Yeah.
Luke and Jason are in jail. And so is The Rock.
Oh.
Because he gets busted trying to, like, steal something
Wasn't he in the FBI or something?
He quit eventually.
But doesn't that give you, like,
And then
immunity?
They just back... Yeah, they just brought him back and was like, if you get burnt on this mission, we're burning you. We're not trying to get you out. Like, if you get caught, we're not doing this. The U.S. isn't behind you. But we are, but don't say that. So you're just kind of screwed. So he goes to jail, and then the jail that he ends up being in is the one where Jason Statham is in. So then he's like, oh boy, I'm going to whip your ass like a ragged on dog or some shit. I don't fucking know.
You said this movie is good.
It's better.
What movie about it? What is
the
good?
The writing is better.
I feel like your scale needs more than good and bad.
Yeah.
Because now you put it on the same pedestal as Wonder Woman.
It's not.
I just love that you're like, a virgin who made a Star Wars supercut, Wonder Woman, and the number two movie of the year.
Are good ones.
Are good ones.
It was entertaining, man. That's,
I mean, yeah,
that's why
all
it's
you
good.
Could ask for.
That's literally
that's
it.
All
yeah,
you could ask for.
I don't
for.
Expect it to be realistic by any fucking means, but man, there's also a submarine in this movie that it just magically leaves its blocks on land and gets in water. It's not a transformer.
It just does it.
It just does it, and they didn't show
so
how it did it.
So what you're saying is that a Michael Bay movie may have contained more plot points than this Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they have like a hack off between two different hackers about starting the sub up and keep starting and then it shuts down. Like keep starting up. Then
who's
shuts
in
down.
This movie besides The Rock and Vin Diesel?
You got The Rock. You got Vin Diesel. You got
like who are the
Tyrese?
Has Tyrese been in every movie?
Tyrese Gibson. Yeah, he's been in it since the second one, and then he's been in and out ever since.
Kay.
But then the last like four he's been in. Ludacris.
Wasn't Ludacris in the first movie just the guy who started the races?
Yeah.
And now he's part
now
of the heist
he's the
team?
Hacker. He's the guy who hacks shit.
Ludacris!
Yes. Then they got Game of Thrones girl, Khaleesi's, like, handmaiden.
Oh, not Khaleesi.
No.
Khaleesi's handmaiden.
Yeah, the
black one?
Yeah.
With the curly
British
hair?
Yeah, that,
yeah, I know. Yeah. She's hot.
She is in this.
She's got great boobs.
Oh, by the way, Littlefinger was in King Arthur.
Okay. I like him. He's a good actor.
He played a character called like Fat Slob Bill.
Did you
or
know that
like
Game
that.
Of Thrones like starts next Sunday?
Yeah, I know it's crazy.
Are you going to come over here and watch it?
I don't know. I don't know where I'm watching it.
Don't watch it
here
at your
and
house,
there
because your house sucks.
In my house does.
Yeah, because it doesn't have HD.
Yeah, I'll watch it here. Why would it not have HD?
Because you don't have HD.
I have HD.
I feel like you don't.
I don't have 4K.
I feel like you don't have HD.
I have HD. I steal your HBO account.
Oh, okay, all right. Then you have HD. I mean, technically, it'll be upscaled HD here,
mm-hmm.
But yeah.
No, we can watch
it. Our HBO doesn't worry. We haven't been paying for it like the last 3 months.
So, I'm just giving my opinions of these movies. I had a great time watching all of them.
Well, how much of that had to do with you being drunk?
All of it. I recommend none of these movies unless you have some liquor in
How many days did you watch all of these movies?
Oh,
ever?
This, I watched 6 movies in 24 hours, I feel like. Because that's possible with movie times.
Uh-huh.
Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Crazy.
It went by real quick.
Yeah, theaters.
I'm surprised I remember all this goddamn shit. Honestly.
I can't believe that they didn't.
I feel like I was going to forget plot points.
Do you feel like
there
King
so
Kong was in any
that
movie that he wasn't supposed to be?
That I know when I was watching it, I was like, I need to talk about this on the show, but now I can't remember something. The Rock, okay, is in a Jeep going 80 miles an hour probably.
Okay.
And a torpedo is fired from the submarine, goes up onto the ice, and is like sliding right next to his Jeep. doesn't go off and like malfunction or something like that.
So, wait, so there's a torpedo next to his Jeep?
It's sliding and didn't blow up. So it broke through, like it shot through
the sun. But it's a torpedo.
Yeah, it's a torpedo. Okay. So it's sliding up onto the ice, and instead of exploding, it doesn't happen. So he decides it's a good idea to lean out his car at 80 miles an hour, grab the torpedo, and then just fling it in front of him at this other truck that's also going 80 miles per hour.
And then it explodes.
And then it explodes. The Rock has so much strength.
Oh, yeah, he's a buff dude.
He just threw a torpedo faster than 80 miles an hour at another vehicle.
And it blew up, which is something the submarine didn't accomplish.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it broke through ice, and the pressure cap on the front of it did not explode. And then it, like, tink, a little tiny SUV, and...
That movie doesn't sound good. It sounds like Transformers.
It is.
It sounds like there's no reason to watch it except for explosions.
Except for
who
just
makes these
entertaining.
Movies? Is it still that Justin Lin guy?
Uh-huh. Yep. He did, what else did he do? He did something.
He did Star Trek Beyond.
Yeah,
that's and right. That movie was good.
No, I didn't like
Where's my mouse at? There it is. Fate of the Furious. No, this one was directed by F. Gary Gray.
Really?
Yeah, F. Gary Gray right there, man.
I thought I saw his name at the end. It could have been something.
There he
else.
Is, F. Gary Gray.
Oh, man, he know how to direct films, don't he? I
feel like that's racist. He did Friday.
I feel like that's racist.
Set It Off and then negotiated the Italian Job and Straight Out of Compton.
Damn.
You think with a name like that, I would recognize
his
movies.
Yeah, Gary Gray. I feel like he's a big name. Those are big movies.
Frequent collaborators. There's barely anybody who...
Look at that. Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron is in
Fate of the Furious.
She's
the bad guy. She's the bad, top bad guy.
Why can't these people say no?
So apparently Charlize Theron's character was the person who was behind why the two brothers were bad in the previous two movies. They turned the two brothers good in this movie against Charlize Theron. So now you got Jason Statham, Luke whatever his face, The Rock, Vin Diesel, all on the same team trying to fuck up Charlize Theron.
And why is she so powerful?
She is the god
she's a
of
hacker.
Hackers. She is the hacker.
Why do they care at all that she's a hacker?
Because she is getting nuclear codes and is trying to have a nuclear
And why is
submarine.
It their job to stop the nukes?
Because...
We have Navy SEALs,
question.
Man!
Exactly. Why them?
Half of them just flew over the house about
We're
30
like,
seconds
there's
ago.
A terrorist possibly going to nuke somewhere
Let's
on
call
the planet.
Vin Diesel.
Let's call Vin Diesel.
He
Let's call
fast.
The Rock and his team and not the entire U.S. military.
Makes no sense.
Because they can't find her.
The stakes shouldn't be higher in The Fate of the Furious than they are in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
And they are.
And they are. They so are. And every time it is, every time it is. Both Shaw brothers, I think, were trying to get a weapon of mass destruction and to fucking destroy something.
Look at this.
It's ridiculous, man. So it's a sarcastic good movie.
I can't.
Three beers deep.
Ludacris Bridges.
Just go on and watch that movie, man. Kurt Russell's in it, too.
Kurt Russell? Yeah, there he is. Frank Petty, Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, Mr. Nobody. Scott Eastwood?
Who's that?
He was like, he's almost a Brian replacement, I felt like. Or whatever his name is.
Oh,
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
He's Clint Eastwood's son.
Mm-hmm. He's doing stuff, man.
These people.
These people.
They just
have everything handed
just,
to them.
Just everywhere.
Those motherfuckers.
I mean, I can't knock them because they're in the they made $1 billion.
They made $1.2 billion.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That is so much money. It's unbelievable.
That's a lot of money. How much money is Vin Diesel worth now?
Probably way too much. Probably way too much money.
That can't be right. $160 million? No way. There's no way.
He's a billionaire now, man.
He had to have made that off of Fate of Furious.
No.
Or he's got the worst agent of all time.
I think that's possible.
This is not right. These numbers aren't right. Robert Downey Jr. made $80 million off the last Avengers movie.
Right. And he's only worth $260?
There's no way.
No way.
These are not correct.
Net worth, man, not gross.
Let's see what Forbes has to say.
I don't want quote of the day where you have fun believing yourself and didn't make things happen. You had to pop for my bitch.
This says 48.
As of June 9th?
I wonder if this is his earnings this year, I think. I think that's his earnings this year.
Dwayne is number one.
$65 million.
I thought he was number one. He's the highest paid actor.
I can
right
kick
now.
Ass better than anyone on the planet, he once told Forbes, and I have a decent smile.
I'm kind of pumped for Jumanji, man.
Dude, we saw the trailer when we saw... Oh, my God. Number one is Sean P. Diddy Combs. What planet are we on?
He just did something, didn't he?
I don't know. He made a documentary about his record label.
I think that's it. What is this? The world's highest paid celebrities?
This is the highest paid celebrities' earnings this year. Sean P. Diddy Combs, $130 million this year he made.
Wow. J.K. Rowling?
All she gotta do is sit there and collect checks, dude. Drake?
That's stupid.
The Weeknd? Get out! The Weeknd? He sucks!
LeBron James?
LeBron James should make more money than The Weeknd! If I'm LeBron James, I'm mad.
That's crazy.
I mean, you see Howard Stern, you're like, okay. You see Cristiano Ronaldo, you're like, okay. You see The Weeknd, you get out your revolver, yeah. And you think about it.
Yeah. Coldplay?
Yeah, but Coldplay's divided up by four.
Yeah.
So they only get $22 million each. So horrible.
Fucked up, man.
What are we doing wrong, man? Do you think it's the quality of our stream?
I think it may be.
What are you talking about?
We need to collab with some people.
What are you talking about, man? Look at us. We look great.
Yeah, we do. We look real good.
This is the best stream.
Yep.
Oh, look, my head came back on. Oh. We're not talking into our mics, though.
Nope.
Don't care at all about that.
So I got one more, and then I'm done.
All right, let's
life.
Hear it.
Life. It's what the... It's,
oh, yeah. Another movie about, like, aliens attacking you in space.
Yep.
Okay.
It was stupid.
Did you watch any movies that didn't involve like magic or gunfights or aliens?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Have you ever sit down and just like watch an indie love story?
Nope.
Okay.
Gross.
Gross.
I'd vomit.
I'd vomit.
It was all right. It wasn't great. It was dumb.
What
Ryan
was it
Reynolds
about?
Died.
Was it about an alien being loose on their ship?
Oh yeah, the International Space Station catches a meteor that was headed like this way, and so
okay,
it
something
has
crawls
a
off
biological
of it.
Life form that's a single-celled organism that evolves on the ship to be like this weird-looking.
So it is alien.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it grows sentience. It like can
does it pops
move,
out of anyone's chest?
And no.
Does
yes.
It, does it kill Ryan Reynolds?
Yes. It gets inside Ryan Reynolds' throat and goes down his throat and just, and then all you see is that him just cough up blood.
And he dies. Does he kill Jake Gyllenhaal? Who doesn't it kill? Who's the Sigourney Weaver of this movie? The one person who survives for the sequel.
It's Jake. Yeah, it's Jake.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's right. I forgot because I had a twist at the end. You want to hear the twist?
Yeah, let's hear it, man, because who cares?
So everybody else, there's like five people on the ship. Three of them are dead, and then two of them are left. Jake gets in an escape pod with the alien, and he's just gonna float off into space and not have it land on Earth and kill humanity or anything like that. So he's just gonna sacrifice himself and just fly off into
Why
space.
Why can't they all just get in an escape pod?
Because they want to make sure if they just left it up in the ISS, they like thrusted weird and it was gonna fall back to Earth, so eventually it'd get here.
Why can't NASA send up a projectile to bump it off course?
They did that, and then I forget what happened.
Okay.
They did that.
How many beers deep were you for that one?
I think it was a late one. They did push it. They did send up another probe that was just going to screw over the entire ISS.
Because that's how space
like,
works.
Get out of here, yeah.
You know, it's just like you bump something, it just keep because it's space.
So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it blows up or something breaks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens. Something explodes. somewhere, and it blows up the thing that was pushing it, and then it pushes them back lower, so they're gonna
crash anyways. Even worse now.
Yeah, so the ISS is done. It's coming back to Earth, so they gotta get off that. So Jake gets in an escape pod because it has to launch manually or some bullshit with the fucking creature, and he tries to fly out into space, and then another lady on the ship, she gets in another escape pod, and it's headed back to Earth.
Okay.
And then, so that's how it is, and then it stops showing them in the escape pods. It just shows the escape pods' path, so you just see two, and one's going off in one direction, and one's going towards Earth, and then you see the one just floating off in the distance, and then you see it come back to Earth. This one's landing, the parachutes come out, everything like that, lands in the water, it's safe, it's good, and then it zooms in on the fucking window of the thing, and it's goddamn Jake on Earth, like, surrounded by this goddamn alien that's, like, eating him or something.
Did he get in the wrong one?
Yeah, yeah. It knew what was happening, pushed the girl out into space, so she's...
Oh, the alien did it!
...to death.
Wow,
yeah.
That's an impressive alien.
Oh, yeah, it is. And then, now...
How mad are you going to be if this movie turns into the third monster franchise, and it's Godzilla versus King Kong versus this alien?
It would be so bad. Because, like, some, like, they landed in, like, Vietnam somewhere, and then, like, boat people, fishermen came up and saw it. And
it's always, like were they wearing those hats?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're always wearing those hats, man. Yep.
They definitely were. And he was like, don't open the door, don't open the door. And then they opened the fucking door.
Well, he wasn't speaking Vietnamese.
That's the end of the movie, is that. So.
Well, can the alien swim? Because if you're on Vietnam, I mean, sorry, Vietnam's dead, but can it get across the entire ocean?
It definitely maybe could.
It'll build a boat and just sail across the sea.
I think it eats organic matter, so it could just eat everyone and then grow. It grows off of that, so.
Okay.
So good
or bad?
It was bad.
Bad.
It was bad.
So we got good.
Good. Good. Bad. Bad. Good. Bad. 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 Bad.
And there you have
That's
it,
my
folks.
Movies, guys.
There you have it, folks.
I hope you enjoyed that. You could just see them.
No.
And then
I think you saved everybody some time.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't miss much.
Do you feel like any of the movies stood out besides, like, Wonder Woman? Like, when you watch Alien, Kong, Life, did they all feel like the same movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many plots and everything were the same. Exactly. The one that stood out to me was King Arthur.
Yeah, because it was,
honest to God,
at least it was at a different time period.
Well, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah.
It was not at all the King Arthur, because I was expecting the same shit as Clive Owen did, where he's just, you know, a knight that has no powers at all, and he just fights other people. That's what I was expecting, but no. Then it turned into God battles and shit.
When did that King Arthur come out? The Clive Owen one.
2009?
It's been like a long time, right? King Arthur movie. Legend of the Sword. It's got a subtitle to it.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's about the sword.
What are you looking for?
It's the Legend of the Sword. Let's see here. I'm just going to see how much money it made. $140 million.
No.
It's not good.
Nope. Didn't even make its budget back.
Did not. It's not good. That's not good. How do you, like... I mean, I wanted to see, like, the King Arthur with Clive Owen. King... Arthur, why do I always put a U in there? Arthur Clive.
2004.
Is that what it said?
Mm-hmm.
Clive.
2004. Wow.
That's a long time ago, dude.
Wow.
What happened to Clive Owen?
I don't know.
That one made $203 million.
Last thing I think I remember seeing him in was like the Sin City remake or whatever.
Dude, he's not in things
Knock
anymore, right?
Or something.
He's in movies I've never heard of. Last Nights...
Oh, I remember
the
that.
The Confirmation, The Escape.
The Last Nights I did want to see because it looked like just a standard...
Oh my God, what is that?
It's a Morgan Freeman...
That's Morgan Freeman!
...medieval movie, man. It's basically the King Arthur movie, just not King
Arthur. That made $3 million! Is it supposed to be an indie movie?
Oh, yeah.
It has a 17% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's not good. And I knew it wasn't going to be good when I saw the trailers. That's why I never went and saw it, but...
It centers on a band of warriors who seek to avenge the loss of their masters at the hand of a corrupt minister. It was released to video on demand June 30th. Dude, get drunk and watch it. You won't. It's almost 2 hours long. The Confirmation. It's another limited... He's just doing indie movies.
Yep.
Why? The Escape. It's a short film. That's going to be a big one. Valyrian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yep.
That's about to come out. That looks like it's going to be terrible.
Yes, it
Rihanna
does.
Is in that movie.
Yep, bad.
Rihanna.
Who directed and screenplay by...
Luc Besson directed
same guy.
It.
He wrote it, too.
Work. He's only done, like, French things. Huh. Oh, his English language films, Taken, Taken 2, and Taken 3.
Oh, my God.
He did Taken.
He did Taken. Yeah, that's going to be bad.
Dude, he's got his own page for filmography. He's done so much.
That's going to be bad.
The Transporter, Lucy? He did Lucy? He did The Transporter. He did Taken. He likes making really bad action movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. That's what he does. And then Anon. Don't know. Amanda Seyfried's in it, though. I like her.
Bet she has a hacker movie.
God. Dude, movies are so bad right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're so bad.
Yep. I was surprised, though. I mean, like I said, I had a good time watching them.
But I feel like the only reason you liked King Arthur so much is because everyone told you how bad it was.
And I like swords and shit, too, man.
Well, yeah, but I feel like you went in with the lowest expectations possible, mm-hmm. so it couldn't be worse than what you expected.
All the movies. Like, I mean, all of them, the ones that I said were bad, I still enjoyed. And
but you were drunk.
I don't regret watching them, you know? Like,
did you regret it the next morning?
There's some movies I regretted watching.
Oh, yeah? Like what? Like that Hayden Christensen Clive Owen or Nicolas Cage, I mean?
That was a bad movie.
I regret watching Transformers 5. I regret it. Even though it filled 45 minutes of our show 2 weeks ago, I regret watching it. If I could take it back, I would.
I wouldn't.
We could find stuff to talk about 45 other minutes.
It's so cool, man. I just don't want Michael Bay to have my money.
Yeah?
And I have one more thing on my prep.
Okay.
There's sneezing compilation videos on YouTube.
Like just videos of people sneezing?
Yeah. That's like a fetish now.
Is that like the pimple popping ones, but now it's sneezing?
It's sneezing.
Why?
It's just people sneezing.
Why does that exist?
I don't know.
Should we pull one up?
Yeah. Pull one up. I'm telling you, there's everyone, all the major ones. I'm sure you can find a Mark Rapier sneeze compilation.
What should I do? Just sneezing? Sneezing on YouTube? Should I just go to YouTube and search sneezing?
Yeah. Sure. I watched a PewDiePie video on it.
Sneezing. Should I search compilation, maybe?
I mean, you're getting some right there, man.
All right, well, I'm going to turn it over.
Spring sneezing allergy fit. It's a minute long.
Is this off the one? Sorry, then.
No.
There's just a lady sneezing.
Yep.
Ugh.
People just put videos of themselves sneezing.
This has 46,000 views.
On YouTube, yeah.
It's only 2 months old.
Dude. Why? Why on God's green earth is this a fucking thing? How self-centered do you have to be?
I'm going to sneeze. Hold on. Let me get my camera.
To put...
Allergies in TV shows, USA.
Sweet. You got a dog?
The audio is on.
Your father and I have something to tell you.
What?
It's definitely on.
Really?
I thought we didn't have the cord.
No,
what's wrong with you guys? This is
just
awesome.
Leave it on. We can't hear it.
Let our audience suffer. Yeah, I can't hear it.
We'll let our audience suffer.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we need some external speakers.
We need that.
Allergic.
Yeah, I'm not watching this. It looked horrible.
I just wanted to bring it up. I thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you aren't wrong. I'll tell you that right now.
So.
All right. Well, should we end the show?
Yeah.
Me, you want to talk at all about how you drank 8 beers last night and blew a raspberry on Pinella's belly?
I don't want to talk about that.
You sure?
Yeah, I tasted like AIDS. It was weird.
Were there any girls
I
there?
Got infected. Yes. No. We play Truth or Dare Jenga alone in our underwear.
You and Pinella?
Yeah, just me.
I don't feel like that's true, but
all the time.
I can't be sure.
Oh, you know. No. Yes, there were other people there.
Why didn't you blow a raspberry on one of their bellies? Why Pinella's?
I feel like it was like the person near left. I think
you should always sit between two girls.
I think.
Remember that. Next time you do something, sit between two girls.
There weren't a lot there, man. It's just chill, kind of chill hangout.
Well, how many girls were there? You got two couples
and
then Pinella, so that's three
Pinella.
Girls.
Yeah, so. Didn't have much of a choice, and now I'm scarred for life.
Yeah?
I had to rape him. He would not let me. Like.
That's truth or dare, man. You gotta let him.
I know.
You don't want to do it either.
I forced it on him, and he.
That's worse.
Forced raspberry. Like, I legitimately.
Did he giggle like this? Because you know that's how he laughs.
I got him good, though. It was a good one.
I mean, he was talking about it this morning. He must have been impressed.
Right there.
Jesus Christ. All right, well. I'm kind of sad I brought it up.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to have that mental image in my head from
now
until the end of time.
You wanted to talk about it, man.
Well, let me turn on Headspin and fade it in because that's how our show ends. And, yeah, I guess we'll just close out the show. Thanks for sticking with us during this, just garbage fire of dumpster fire of an episode. I sure hope it sounds good on the YouTube, because if it doesn't, that's not good. We have no episode. So
that'd be bad.
We're going to fix all of this.
Uh-huh.
This is what happens when Colby brings over a soundboard an hour before the show starts.
And expects you to get it.
Yeah. I thought I could do it, though. I mean, technically we did. We were only a few minutes late. The computer crashing in the middle
that
was completely unexpected.
Yeah.
And has no reason to happen. So that's going to be fun for me to figure that one out.
That will be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Real happy about it, man.
What a show, man.
Yep, it was a good one.
What a show.
I think. But, yeah, guys, thanks so much for listening. Remember, SethandColby.com, that's where you get everything.
That one.
Links to the iTunes, links to the Google Play, links to the Stitcher, links to the video on demand so you can see our hilarious faces off camera the entire episode. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to fix this problem.
Yeah, we will.
I swear to you.
Yeah, we will.
I will fix it.
And I will find you.
Is that like a weird Jim Gaffigan image on this desktop right here as I go ADD at the end of the show? That's definitely like a Jim Gaffigan face, right? Well, it's terrifying.
It is.
I don't like it.
What is that?
I don't know. This is Matthew used his computer last. I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah, it's not good. But anyway, guys, get ready to mute our mics, Colby. First time ever.
Great.
You can mute our mics and still play the song.
Oh, shoot.
We'll see you guys
Bye.
Next week. Bye-bye.